It's On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headley. The DeKalb County Police Department has purchased 600 body cameras for each of its patrol officers. The police say it's an effort to, quote, enhance transparency, accountability, and officer safety, end quote. As in other cities, though, there are some worries about whether and when footage from body cameras will be released to the public after incidents, especially deadly encounters between public and police. Joining us this morning, Cedric Alexander. He's the DeKalb County Public Safety Director. It's good to speak with you again, Cedric.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us. Also with me is Robert McKeeman. He is the CEO of Utility Inc. That's the Atlanta-based company that produces body cameras for the DeKalb County PD. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
And also on Skype is Chad Marlowe. He's the Advocacy and Policy Counsel for the American Civil Liberties Union. It's good to have you as well, Chad.
Thank you so much. Good to be here.
So, Cedric, let's start with you and the decision to purchase body cameras, which is quite an expensive investment. Why was it important for DeKalb?
Well, I think if you go back and look historically over time, the relationship in police and community across this country have always been somewhat challenging, particularly in certain communities, and more specifically, communities of color, of those that were less disadvantaged. So on the onset over the last couple of years of what we've all seen a lot of in terms of incidents that have occurred that has raised a great deal of concern and pause and anger among American citizens and all American citizens, a great number of American citizens across this country. It is an opportunity with the onset of iPhones and poll cameras and the technology that is out there available to us to have this type of technology available where officers themselves now become equipped with cameras, because what all the research has indicated to us is that over 80% of the interactions between police officers and community are improved as a result of body cameras.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, let me play this comment from Seattle Police Chief Operating Officer Mike Wagers. He was speaking with All Things Considered last year about what body cameras can and cannot solve.
The cameras are not a panacea, right? So if you already have a huge gap, a chasm between citizens and police, if you have a deficit already, then you have a lot of other things that you need to do along with implementing cameras.
So let me bring you then in, Chad, to respond to that particular thing about the attempt to for body cameras and whether they can cover a gap of trust.
Well, I think that answer was absolutely spot on. Anyone who thinks that the challenges that face police and community relations, racial justice issues, criminal justice issues in this country are going to be resolved by pinning a camera to the lapel of a police officer is being, at a minimum, overly optimistic. And so I think it's actually great that is the perspective of the police department in DeKalb County, because I think that police body cameras are a piece, but a small piece of a larger puzzle, especially in more challenging jurisdictions.
Now, Bob, your cameras are different than many of the cameras that have been purchased by other police departments. In what way?
Well, in a couple of ways. First of all, most of the cameras that are in the marketplace today are basically clip-on, manually operated GoPro clone cameras.
Manual operated, I have to turn them on and off.
Yes, the officer has to remember to manually turn it on and off. And that's a big distinguishing factor of our body cameras, is that we have the ability to do what we call policy-based recording, where the police department, Mr. Alexander and his compatriots, decide what the policies are and then have the body camera automatically start recording when the policy dictates, so that the officer doesn't have to be burdened and distracted with remembering to, did I push the start button on my body-worn camera?
Do they come off? Because we've had other incidents in which a police officer said, I didn't get the video because my camera fell off.
They don't fall off because we're pretty unique, and actually very unique, and we embed the body-worn camera inside the officer's uniform.
So, Cedric, that brings me back to you. What is the policy on when a camera is turned off in DeKalb and when it's turned on?
Well, for us, it's going to be any time that we interact with the public. And as well, we're going to make it known to the public that we are recording, whether we're outside or inside a residence. because as you know, from state to state, jurisdiction to jurisdiction, you may have a variety of different laws. But I think the key here is the most important thing is that
Cedric, you're moving around. You're moving around a bunch. It's hard to hear you for all the background noise.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is that our policy is going to require that you, anytime that you interact with the public, you have to have the camera on. And we're going to inform the public, whether we're inside a resident or outside a residence, that they're being recorded.
So a traffic stop, the camera will go on.
Absolutely. On traffic stops, any engagement we have, a call for service, traffic stop. But look, here's the thing. Body cameras certainly are not a panacea, but what they do give us is an opportunity to acquire as much information as we can around an incident that occurs. So however it's being reported as a complaint, or if there's some conflicting testimony between that or the officer or the citizen, the body camera helps us work through that. Now, depending on the angle, depending on what may be going on, it could be a scuffle involved, it could be a variety of things. Sometimes your footage is going to be very clear, and at times it may be a little bit more tough to go through. But I think the important piece is that for the public, it creates a situation where there's greater, more accountability on the public's part and on the police department part as well. So it's good technology, and we cannot move forward, I don't think, in the 21st century without having this technology, and not just for checks and balances of police, but I think just overall that is the technology of the future, and we want to make sure that we are at the forefront of it in advancing policing in this county and across this country.
So, Chad, let me play you this comment from Katie Townsend. She's litigation director at the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press. Now, she's speaking with CNN here, and granted, she's talking about a North Carolina law, but this law restricts the release of footage from these particular cameras, and she sees that as a serious problem.
It imposes hurdles on actually obtaining access to the video, so it requires them to obtain a court order, which makes it extremely difficult for individuals to obtain body cam footage.
Chad, how concerned are you? How important is it that once this footage is taken, that the public has access to it, that it becomes part of the public record?
Well, it is important at times. Body cameras are unto themselves neither good nor bad. It all depends on the policies governing them. What we've already heard, in this interview from DeKalb County, we've heard two really good points. We've heard them take a position about the body cameras being on in all law enforcement type encounters. That's a great decision. We've also talked about, they've also expressed that it is their policy to have their officers inform the public that they're being recorded. That's a great decision. The reason that's a great decision is evidence has shown that when the police and the public know they're being recorded, they tend to act better, and that increases the safety of everyone involved. But another important policy for body cameras is who gets to see the footage. And the challenge there is balancing the need to promote police transparency and accountability on the one hand and to protect privacy on the other. And so therefore, when it comes to releasing body camera footages, for certain critical incidents of importance to the public, like when there's been a police use of force, if there is a felony arrest, or if there's a police complaint with respect to what is seen on the video, those videos should be made available to the public automatically and immediately. All the other videos, someone asking where the closest gas station is, or someone, making an embarrassing fool of themselves because they drunk too much in public, those are not of value, and those should be automatically kept from the public. So really, although I agree with the statement that, the North Carolina law goes way too far to the extreme of saying that the police get to decide what is released and what is not released, and if you don't like it, you can go through a lengthy court process that is really set up not to let the public see the videos. It's a huge mountain, a hurdle that they have to overcome to get the court to order them released. That's not a well-balanced policy. And so it's incumbent upon states and local departments who are adopting policies to try to strike the right balance between promoting transparency and protecting privacy.
And that could be a work in progress. Well, we would love to hear from our listeners whether or not you think body cameras have the potential to really change change relationships between the public and police. What do you think about body cameras? Tweet us at OST Talk or join us on Facebook. My guests are, you just heard, ACLU Advocacy and Policy Counsel Chad Marlowe, also DeKalb County Police Department Deputy Chief Operating Officer Cedric Alexander, and Bob McKeeman is CEO of body camera manufacturer Utility Inc., which is supplying the cameras for DeKalb. So, Bob, what about the quality of the picture? Because oftentimes we get this footage from body cameras, and it is difficult to make out what's actually happening. They're not taking essentially good pictures. Why is it so difficult to get good quality?
Well, it depends on the body camera. Our body cameras record in 720p high definition, so we're providing very high quality video. It really has to do with generations of technology. A lot of the cameras in the marketplace are older VGA level quality technology. It doesn't have to be low quality, though. What DeKalb County is buying is recording in HD. Actually, our body cameras could record up to 4K video.
So, and where does the video go? Where is it stored?
The video goes straight to Amazon.com. That's a cloud-based repository. We have a very strong partnership with Amazon. And there it's safe, it's secure, and it's available to DeKalb County to view at any time.
How long, Cedric, will you be saving that footage?
We will have the footage. I can't remember specifically. I certainly can get that information back to you because I don't want to make a false statement.
Yeah.
But we will be able to have access to that footage for some significant period of time. But the exact period of time, I certainly can get back to you and your listeners.
Sure. Well, let me play one more comment from Seattle Police Chief Operating Officer Mike Wagers. He's talking about laying down ground rules. And again, something that keeps coming up, how you communicate those to the public.
What is the purpose of the cameras? Is it to get at the truth of that interaction between a police officer and a citizen? Is it also to change that encounter between that police officer and the citizen to produce some benefits such as reducing use of force or incidents or citizen complaints, and then making it clear what you're not going to use the cameras for. You're not going to use the cameras for live streaming video back to headquarters. You're not going to use the cameras to attach it in real time to facial recognition technology. Those are things that you need to tackle now with your community to make sure everyone understands what the cameras are going to be used for, but also understand what they should not be used for.
So, Cedric, what kind of decisions has your department made on that particular issue, what they're used for, what they're not?
Well, here again, we're going to be very diligent, and we're going to work very closely with our legal department. And how we use this footage is going to be at the best interest of the parties that are involved. I think it's one thing that we also have to consider here with the onset of this new technology. There are going to be questions that are going to come up that are yet to be answered. And some of these are probably going to be in the legal domain that are going to see themselves in a court of law and through appeals and right up to the Supreme Court. But we will only determine that over time. But here's what we know at this very moment, is that all the research indicates to us that this type of technology benefits both the community and the police. If nothing else, it helps build transparency. It helps build relationships. It keeps us from this place as if we're attempting to hide anything. Now, there are going to be points and incidents that will occur that video very well may not be released immediately, merely because the investigation in of itself could be jeopardized. But that's going to vary from case to case to case. But it becomes very important that when you're able to release that information to the public, you do it in a timely manner, you do it in a responsible manner, and you're doing it in a legal manner. And that is what's critically important here, is that we follow some ethical guidelines that are going to be crucial as we move forward with this technology, because it's still a lot yet to be learned and determined.
Yeah.
And can I speak to that point?
Yes, go ahead.
Two things on that. First of all, the ACLU has spent literally thousands of hours talking with people all over the country, including many, many police forces, in developing guidelines for what is a good body camera policy. And we have states and police departments all over the country who worked hand in hand with us in developing the right types of policies. And so that's certainly something that we can help any department throughout the country in terms of doing. But I do want to touch upon this issue, which is one that comes up a lot, about not releasing body camera footage because of an ongoing investigation. Now, there is a fairly well understood rule that when police departments are doing investigations, that they don't release certain information. And it's called an investigatory privilege. It's a privilege from Freedom of Information Acts and other sort of public release rules. And the reason for that rule is that when the police are doing an investigation, they do not want a suspect out there to know that they are onto that suspect or not onto that suspect and what they have learned about the case, because that could provide an advantage to a criminal suspect. But those justifications do not apply in the case of police body cameras, because in that case, the quote-unquote suspect is going to be a police officer who already knows he or she is a suspect. In many instances, he or she will have recorded the camera footage themselves, and by virtue of the way departments work, they probably have already seen the footage. And so the basis of the traditional investigatory exception to releasing footage doesn't really apply in body cameras and is often used as an excuse not to give it to the public as opposed to give it to a suspect. And so when we talk about, you know, body cameras are helpful in terms of promoting transparency, that's not really true. They are helpful sometimes. They are helpful in New Hampshire, where they have a great state law. They're helpful in Parker, Colorado, where they're where their police department is very transparent. But they're not helpful in North Carolina, and they're not helpful in Los Angeles, where the police departments withhold video any chance they get. So really, it all goes back again to the policies, including the policies of using investigatory privileges, in are we going to keep the most critical footage away from the public? And that's an individual departmental and state choice, and they have to make the right choice.
Right. That's Chad Marlowe, Advocacy and Policy Counsel for the American Civil Liberties Union. We also spoke with Robert McKeeman, CEO of Utility Inc., supplying the body cameras for DeKalb, and Cedric Alexander is the DeKalb County Public Safety Director. Thanks so much to all three of you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.